Yeah, he's day-to-day. I don't think he's quite there yet. As far as I know, I haven't talked to the medical trainers, but I don't think he's there yet. So I think he's coming on the trip, and then we'll stay with our three goalies for now.
Prefer to ride this lineup while it's playing well, or?
Well, I'll look at the tape. I've just started watching the tape a little bit, you know. I think everyone's played fairly well, so we'll probably just take a look and see what we got there and decide tomorrow. Yeah. Yeah, he's made some really good saves. I mean, some of the saves that he's made, I mean, some point-blank saves that he's actually made. Like, sometimes you watch and either they hit the goalie or something. He's actually made some saves that, and there's countless number of them that he's made. And the penalty shot alone was a real big turning point in that game last night. But he makes some really good saves, some key space, key areas. Like, there's a couple in... We played New Jersey, and Kovalchuk took a shot from the hash marks that he stopped. The puck was unbelievable a while back, and he continues to make those saves, and I think that it's a reflection of his play is the reason why, a big reason why we are where we are right now.
What are a few benefits of the short season that all this interconference play builds, these rivalries, teams like Providence and play them so close together and so much?
Yeah, I think that it has a lot to do with it. There brings a lot of, it's like the rivalries that get built, you know, and you can see now the magnitude of the games every time you keep going down this road. I mean, it's been like this since the beginning, but now you look now and you watch, we play Toronto tomorrow and we play Ottawa Sunday, and you look at the point difference between the three teams, there's very few, so the magnitude of the games are huge, and all these games within this conference. That's why, to me, when we spoke about if you're able to get clean points, how important that is, you know, and if you're able to win within your division, if you're trying to battle to get a top spot, how important that is. So those are all key factors.
It's very different for a team that you know is going to be desperate.
Not really, you know. I think we prepare to win the same every game, you know. I don't think you can sit and say, this is a big game. Tell me one that isn't, and that would be the best, you know. What are you going to do? What are we going to say? Even if it wasn't, this isn't that big a game, fellas? Or let's take these guys lightly? You would never say that anyway. No, it's we understand their situation. We've been in their situation, so, you know, but... There's going to be desperation, and sometimes, you know, there's a lot of pressure, and sometimes you squeeze the stick more, and, you know, we have a little bit of confidence right now, but we're not going to sit on that either, you know. I mean, in a matter of 2-3 games, you go from one extreme to the other, so as quickly as it can help you, it can hurt you as much, so we're aware of all those things.
Larry's always talking about just focusing short term. In this case, yes. Is that almost a benefit? You don't want them looking at
no.
All the games down the road?
You know, our focus has pretty much been like that, and you guys must get tired of listening to me talk about it, but it's really, there's not a lot of sense in covering the whole month and what you've got to do. Yes, you cover those things, you go over it a little bit, but you focus on the task at the moment and the game that we've got in front of us. You know, different things happen. And, you know, so for us, we're going to be dealing with the Leafs. We understand, you know, the magnitude of that game for both teams, and that's what we'll deal with.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I just, you know, I don't know that we're a real physical team, but I think the emotional level that the contact brings for our team has led to us playing better, and I think that intensity has made us make better decisions in the overall game, so I think that it's helped us there, and I think that the players recognize that it's something that helps us win, so how could you not want to do that? So the challenge will be to bring it into Toronto and do that there.
Your time
Well, he's been really good. I mean, he's such a good skater. You miss him, you know. There's a lot of things that he does well. I mean, he shoots the puck a ton. But one thing that I really like that he does, he plays with tremendous passion. That's the first thing he does. And he skates so well, but shoots the puck. But what I like is he can really get the play stopped in the defensive zone, and he can really create separation on the puck off players because of his physical play. Like, there was a play in the first period there where it was behind the goal line, and he just one-armed the guy, and the guy went down. It was just that. Those are the type of things that he can do, you know. And he's played extremely well for us, you know. And it's hard to say where players are going to take their game, you know. With him, there's a lot of bright lights ahead for him, for me. Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Do you think that all this other stuff is maybe for our doing, and you've just got some people to fit together well and work together
well? Well, I'd have to agree with them. I think if you look the way the lines are going, the way the lines are playing together, they all seem to be pretty comfortable in their settings. And, you know, that's something you always look for as a coach and a coaching staff as well, as you try to find, you know, the chemistry that's not always easy to do. You know, you try to get stability in there and stuff, but I think that right now there's some comfort. I mean, in Wellwood's case, you know, he's had some success playing with Antropov. Neither of them have speed, but they manage to get up and down the ice and make plays, and they're very reliable defensively. So it's a fit that worked last year, and it's working again up to this point. So I think for us, that's one of the things that's really helped us, is the lines feel comfortable with each other. There is good chemistry within the team.
So do you, for example,
I think that... Yes, I think that he's fit in pretty good. You know, made a really good play. It was in the first period from behind the goal line there. He's got good patience for a guy that hasn't played a lot of hockey, you know, and has missed, you know, a period of time here. So he's played pretty well. It seems to fit in good with Ole. Because I've been trying to find somebody that would go with Ole a little bit there, and he seems to have fit in pretty good. It concerns me. Yeah, it concerns me when I'm in the game. It does all the time. But the games are so close, and so, you know, like, it's not that I don't trust them. You just the games are so close that you just, one mistake becomes the difference in the game, and it's so pivotal. I mean, you know, it's like last night in the game. You know, you don't have Jim Slater for big faceoffs. I mean, I knew that going in anyway, that you would miss that, but. You know, we haven't gone into the penalty killing phase too much yet either. So face-offs, starting with the puck, key face-offs at key times, D-zone. These are all major factors that are going to come into play. And so it concerns me, and back to your question, it does concern me about not getting them the minutes, because they deserve to get more minutes than they're getting. And the other thing is the fatigue factor that it wears on your team. You're going to play 3 games in 4 days, and that's going to wear itself out. And you're playing a game on Sunday at 5 o'clock, so you're going to pay somewhere. So you have to, you know, then go on the road where you don't get the last change. So all these things add up. But you just sometimes you just got to put trust ahead of what you believe is logic, you know, and just. It's a fine line, let's put it that way.
A couple more, guys. So with Slater, who does become your go-to face-up guy? Does it depend on?
Yeah, it depends on the night, who's going. You know, Little's been fairly reliable and was put in a situation last night where he won some key face-offs for us. You know, Jokinen has had some success there. I mean, you know, Thorburn has been able to take face-offs. Same with Wright has played center and take faceoffs, but the National Hockey League's a little different. So you just got to see who's been going and who can do it. You know.
Do you trust Wright along that conversation? Because he was out there 2 minutes ago, face-off. I guess just talk a little bit about him and how he's come along since he's been sort of under the radar.
Well, he may be under the radar a little bit statistically, but I think he's a player that the players recognize and they appreciate the way he plays. You know, he plays a game that is very, he's a very efficient player when you watch him play. Like, he does a lot of little detail stuff and he plays the game really the right way. Like, you watch him play, like, in the way that he... where he puts pucks at the key times of the game and the way he manages pucks. And even on the road, we played in Jersey, I think it was, and it was Jersey or Florida, and he made some really good plays, just things that you wouldn't really notice unless you're paying attention to that stuff. You know? So he has a lot of details in his game. I think offensively it'll come around. I don't see him as being a real offensive player, but I think it'll come around. I mean, you know, the game previous to this, he had 4 or 5 really good scoring chances. So I think he's going to get those opportunities, and I think he's only going to continue to grow as he gets experience.
Do you like to see that from guys that sort of started in the NHL, spent a lot of time in the minors, didn't give up
another opportunity, and you can also... Oh, sure. I think you like to see anybody succeed, you know. Usually the path of success isn't usually always paved with, you know, gold or whatever. You know, sometimes it's tough for some players. Some players find it later in their career. You know, sometimes there's a different role that you play in the American League versus playing in the National League, and sometimes a player has to accept the way he needs to play to become an NHL player, you know. And there's a lot of offensive players that have played that had careers as offensive players, and then the National Hockey League, they'd be defensive players. Carbonell used to play with Montreal Canadiens. When I was in Hershey in the American League, he was the top scorer. Him and Danny Daou were both top scorers as 20-year-olds, you know. Really good young players. I think up 99 or 100 points that year, both of them, you know. And Carbonell goes to Montreal and is a defensive specialist. That's an acceptance of that role and taking pride in playing that way. And, you know, if you try to continue to be an offensive player, you might not be in the National Hockey League. But so, you know. Might not have anything to do with the question you asked, but some good information.
Everything to do with the question.
All right.
Thanks, guys.